sexy, spooky bones.
Welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
Together.
Yeah.
I'm John.
Hey, John. And welcome to the show. This week we are reviewing...
Together.
Yes. Yes. We'll do it together.
Together. Yes. No, I'm really happy we finally did this. I know it's not really a horror thing, but it was a solid two seasons. I wish they had a third.
Oh.
Right. Didn't they shoot most of it in Highland Park?
Oh, you're talking about... The ill-fated Duplass Brothers HBO comedy series that ran for two seasons. Was it two seasons or one?
Two, I think. We're reviewing that, right? Togetherness?
Yes. Yeah. I'll let you take the lead, but yes. As always, John will give us the plot in five words. You give our first thoughts, and then we go to deep spoiler analysis. John, year has ended, so our...
Yes.
Top five movies are out and released. And what are you most looking forward to in 2026? Horror related, I should say. So.
The sequel to Come True.
Oh, is that coming out this next year? Is that for sure?
As long as we all send in our emails and letters, yes.
Okay. I am... yes?
What's his name? O'Malley? I always forget his name. What's his name?
Damien McCarthy. We're talking about Holcomb.
Yes.
My most anticipated movie. I keep saying this. My most anticipated movie of for next year is, or this year, excuse me, Holcomb. We are getting Scream 7, so that's a thing.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. Neve Campbell returns. They finally decided to pay her enough money.
Which is funny because they had people come back. Well, that's not fair. I know what you did last summer. We recently realized was never a good series.
Yeah.
But that movie was terrible.
Right. But if you want to listen to past episodes or our top five, you could do that by following us on Apple Podcasts.
Illegally downloading.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcaster of choice, or illegally downloading us. That's,
yes, please.
I don't know how you would illegally download something free, but,
I'm going to start ripping our episodes and then putting them on PirateBay.org as Madonna's Ray of Light, covered Deftones, Korn, and Sugar Hill Gang.
By ripping, you mean fart on it.
Yes.
Yes.
1972.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's review together. John, do you want to give us the plot in five words?
Johnny.
Five words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Four together, in no particular order. coming in at number three, a bond thicker than flesh.
Ah, yes.
I said flesh.
You said flesh. New flesh. Gotcha.
Coming in at number two, long lost Spice Girls video.
Yeah. This is some Spice Girl propaganda in this movie. Yeah, yeah.
I get it. Two become one. And coming in at number one, four together, like society losing the substance.
Ooh. Interesting. Interesting. This movie came out last year, got some attention. Some positive, some negative, right? Because, you know,
Yeah. The
positives, Dave Franco, Alison Brie, a real life couple, decided to make an independent movie, a body horror movie, which you wouldn't expect from these two. But out of that came, I don't remember the specifics other than that supposedly there was a lawsuit against them for basically like ripping off the premise of an unreleased independent movie.
They happened to be at a festival that was showing the movie. That was similar to this?
Yes.
And I was kind of anti because I didn't want like this company to, you know, monopolize on somebody else's hard work. But if that other story is a lot like this, then I hate to say there are like fucking 15 other movies I can probably list off. Please don't ask me to, that are exactly like this.
Okay. What about one movie you can name?
Well, I would say like The Thing, and then it's probably like the heaviest. Like, there's dogs being weird at the beginning.
Like, oh, that's true.
It's like a weird sort of alien thing, I guess. That's not a spoiler because nothing's going to be explained.
Okay.
And then, you know, another one would be Society for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then The Substance just came out, and movie's pretty damn close to this as well.
Okay. Yeah, those are actually three good examples. I would say that, but all the three movies you mentioned, it's kind of like they're either visually or like story beat influenced, but like on a smaller scale than those other movies presented it. This is a very kind of small, restrained movie. It's essentially like Dave Franco, Alison Brie almost in every scene of this movie. And
yeah, it's very, very independent.
Right. And I think
very like sort of wants to be a mumblecore movie at times, right?
Well, I feel like I think this has become a trend where they use genre movies to talk about relationships, you know, like,
yeah.
Like for me, this movie is Codependency, the movie. And then they kind of like snuck in the horror aspects of it and use it as an analogy for a lot of it. And that seems to be kind of like a growing trend in horror. Midsommar, right? Or about grief and stuff like that. Or it was the movie that I had come to my mind that did something similar. But what, I guess a simple question I'll ask you is like, what did you think? Did you like the movie? Did you not like the movie? Or
it was fine. I don't know. It was okay. I think like maybe I do appreciate that they're trying to, you know, it's a story about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And accepting change when you're making changes in life. And yeah, for sure, codependency. But I think it was a lot more about they were finally making a big step after being together for over 10 years. And all of a sudden, they're both having sort of doubts. I don't know. It was okay. I think also I just needed more of an explanation.
I land on that last part. Like, I wasn't a big fan of the end of the movie.
No, yeah.
Even though I kind of get at least the ending, you know, the last shot, I get what they're trying to say. And I actually was not I didn't think it was particularly clever.
No, that they're anti-trans.
Spoilers. Yeah, I didn't particularly like the ending shot nor the explanation for all of the whatever. What would you call this? Like supernatural monster stuff going on in this movie?
I think it's like an alien thing. That's
cult alien thing. I don't know. We can talk about that in spoilers. But I think that I actually like the setup of this movie that you could like. I think they did a very good job of kind of setting up the characters of Dave Franco and Alison Brie, you know, Millie and Tim, and their dynamics of their relationship and why it doesn't work. Because I think the characters are pretty, like, very nicely drawn out, you know, meaning, like, Dave Franco's character, Tim, is kind of, like, not fully committed into the relationship, while Millie is, like basically, like, 100% committed into the relationship. And they develop a kind of codependency because, for instance, like small examples, like he doesn't drive, but he cooks and she kind of does the other stuff and she kind of like leads the relationship and he is so dependent on her and vice versa on certain things. And he's not clearly not giving enough because he has like maybe one foot out of the relationship because he has this, he doesn't want to lose his individuality and the relationship or grow up a little bit.
Because he still wants to be a successful musician. I didn't understand that. It was like, I'm guessing he has a regular job too. He has to, right?
It's
like he's works at home or something.
I don't think so. I don't think it's implied. I mean, nothing was implied that he did anything else but try to be a musician.
Oh, because he did get an inheritance. That's right.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wasn't sure about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was kind of strange because it wasn't like he was trying to be a rock star at a bar. It looked like he was a session musician.
It looked like
It made it seem like Alison Brie's friends just really never liked him. And it seems like his friends didn't really like her either. Even her brother was kind of like hoping that she would be cooler dating him. And I think that's that whole like nobody knows anything about the relationship except for them. And they don't want to talk to each other about it.
I kind of got the sense.
They need to talk to each other together.
Okay.
That was my TED talk.
It just seemed like the Millie character was very dominating and Tim's character was passive, meaning like if she said she wanted to do something, then he did it, and that he sort of lost his self, and that's why he's like rebelling against it, because he doesn't want to do the cutesy things like she does, for instance, like post stuff on Facebook, right? Like we're together or something, because he's like, why did you tag me in that, right? Because it's kind of like he doesn't want a boring relationship because he lost himself in this very kind of like strict dominating personality that Millie was, you know?
Yeah.
And so he kind of like, it's a classic where like you meet somebody, you get together and like you lose yourself in the relationship. It becomes kind of one-sided a bit is what I gather. But Tim is culpable to it as well. It's not like he like was fooled or manipulated, because he kind of was all, and he's the one that chose to do these things, to put aside his career ambitions or other things, which actually led to probably him resenting her or rejecting her on certain points, fully committing to the relationship.
Yeah, it's like they both have been in this relationship for over 10 years, but they never truly understood what a relationship is supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You can't just do things on your own anymore. And also you need help. And that's what a partnership is. You need to do things together. Thank you for coming to TED Talk.
And a lot of the things that they do, it's like, she's like, oh, I want to do this. And he's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Oh, okay, we'll do it. It's like one of those kind of relationships where it's like he's just, they're not communicating enough about their wants and needs talking through where they're both at. So they don't know how to love one another, even though they probably love each other and they have developed a codependency. They don't know how to love one another to please them, you know, for the relationship. So,
yeah,
because I thought the scene with like, I thought the scene where in the beginning when she proposes to him, because I guess they're going away, they're moving away, was they're moving away to the country. So she took a job as a teacher in a school and stuff. And then she like decided to, propose to him, kind of fake propose to him in front of all their friends at this weird party. I found that.
That was weird.
That was incredibly manipulative, right? Like, this is what I want. And I'm going to like do it in a situation where you're pressured to say yes, you know? Yeah. And so like he, of course, acted terribly. He's like, what? No, he kind of acted like dumbfounded.
Yeah. Understandably, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, like, the kicker was she left and then he had to get her
together. That's what so when they move away and then they kind of like, here's a good tip. If you don't have a stable relationship, don't ever go do something to where you may be in danger, like walk in the woods, because the communication already isn't good. And then if your communication isn't good, the relationship isn't solid, taking that outside into like a dangerous situation, like walking in woods and stuff, is recipe for disaster. So
also probably don't move far, far away alone to fix it.
Right. It's like she's isolating him, right? Like now you have to be with me. You have no friends. You have no out. You can't drive. Yeah, that's so weird. He can't drive, right? That's like a weird.
It was, yeah. I found it strange.
Yeah.
But they live in like where I was trying to look up where this was supposed to be film or like what the location was supposed to be.
Right.
I guess like New York, right? Because he talks about, I don't need a car or whatever if I just take the train all the time.
Right. And then you move out into the suburbs or whatever.
Yeah.
I would say,
Other than that, you like the movie?
I would say I like the first half of this movie. I didn't care for the ending. I would say like, I'm not a big Dave Franco fan, but I did enjoy him in this movie. You know, he shows up in stuff and it's like, oh yeah, he's okay. But seeing him in a movie where he's essentially the co-lead, I thought he did a really good job. Alison Brie's always been good. I feel like she, ever since Community on, she's always kind of been a really solid actress and like surprises me with the choices she makes, especially like they being in this movie, a body horror movie or whatever. What did you think of that aspect of it? Sort of the horror aspects, the body horror aspect, anything?
It was pretty good. Like the effects look good. It was good. I feel like we've unintentionally seen a large portion of the most popular body horror movies, right? So a lot of this doesn't feel new. It kind of feels like, I really like this from this movie, so I'm going to put it in this movie.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You know, yeah. As much as I am impressed by what they were able to do, I just wasn't like, it didn't seem terribly original to me.
Okay, that's fair.
But it was, you know, like there's a part where they have sex and then they get stuck down there. In a boys' restroom.
Little kids, but yeah,
like a little, yeah. And then that's also just kind of it. Like, I think one way it was put to me was like, it's a bunch of nothing kind of happens, and then it all happens really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the more nothing part. I think I like the whole like relationship turmoil aspect, and like the conversations were a little more interesting to me than when they started fusing, or like he's choking on her hair or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of the sequences are very effective, like the him smashing himself around the bathroom. I thought was incredibly well, you know, cut together scene, effective scene. Or like the hair sequence was really good too.
Was a lot like, what was it, Terrified?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or,
that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, like the bathroom scene, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like you had mentioned, it was after they had sex and stuff. And, or even the, when they try to like saw, this is in the trailer, so I don't think it's a spoiler, when they try to saw themselves off or whatever.
Yeah, with the Sawzall.
Sawzall, yeah. Would have liked more of it, but was effective. It kind of just cuts for a comedic beat. It was okay. Yeah, I felt like they could have taken it further. But yeah, I think that's part of, we'll get into spoilers in a sec, but like, I think that's part of it is that like, it didn't feel like, I think what you're trying to say also is, correct if I'm wrong, it's like nothing really felt unique or like, like they're adding, they felt like we've seen these things before in other movies, but nothing like, they weren't adding anything like specific to the genre. So I felt a little, I would describe it as like flat or like just a little like not.
Yeah. Just kind of like they, any excuse to start the thing happening, right? Like it, I feel like there wasn't a proper buildup. I don't know.
I think part of that is hinged on the fact that like there's like what's going on to them is so vague, and we get some clues and answers at the end of the movie. But to me, there is deeply unsatisfying resolutions.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into that part of it? The spoilers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Let's go to spoilers.
Wait! No. Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers. They end up together.
Yeah, they end up becoming trans.
Non-binary person.
Were they?
Quite literally a non-binary person.
They lean a little boyish, right? A little Franco-ish, right? Because I don't know.
But they lean a little Allison too.
I don't know, bro. Okay, but before we get there,
I was wondering because the main guy that they, I guess if there is a bad guy, it's him, I guess.
Yeah.
Or them, I should say, right? Was also a fused person. And I kept trying to figure out, like, he looks a little off. I've seen the actor before and I was like, he looks different.
Okay. Yeah. So when their neighbor, Jamie, it says he was the antagonist, meaning like he kind of, they try to set up a, like, he's like romantically interested in Millie or something, or is trying to like attract it to her. And, I didn't understand that either, because it's revealed that he is, I'm assuming, some part of some cult where there's a magical cave and they are able to combine
here's the tricky part, because it's them, right? It's not Jamie's two men,
right? Because based on because at some point Millie goes to his home and I don't think he breaks in, but he's in and he sees like a wedding video, and it's sort of like this play on very cult inspired, right? They're wearing like white gowns and there's like a ceremony, and which is where the cave was. So, and then they kind of combine,
or it was above, right? It was I'm guessing the cave was like a well. See, that's the thing, they didn't explain a lot.
Yeah. But also,
like, Jamie, I don't know if you saw in the video, those were like two other actors.
Mm-hmm.
And then this actor comes out and plays the Jamie character.
Yeah, so essentially they're like kind of supposed to be like a child, like, you know, sometimes have you seen those like things where like, I don't know, where like you're able to take a picture of yourself and whoever you're dating and put them together, you come up with a child picture, like combined pictures or whatever. It's essentially that, right? Like, and it's a very simplistic explanation. He was these two other characters that became one. But to what end though? Because I'm trying to figure out like, what's the motivation here? What he wants to just like continue to like, because I understand that the metaphor, because in the very beginning of the movie that he smelled something and he was able to like pull out rats from these rats that had tied all their tails together, which is sort of the symbolic and metaphor for what I'm assuming this Jamie was trying to do.
They're full-grown rat people.
That Jamie was trying to like combine with other people and become more singular people. Is that?
No, I think he's not trying to combine with anybody. It's I don't know. That's why like I need more of an explanation as to why, because I think they just kind of shoehorned that in, and I'm thinking it was just a cult, and he needs more people. I feel like that's where it gets real society like. Because in the movie Society, they want everybody to be like them, just be a part of society, like the new society.
Right, yeah.
You know, have your face in a butthole.
Right, yeah.
That's what's important in life. but yeah, that's where, I don't know.
That ending didn't land.
Like you said,
that's
where the movie falls flat for me, and I'm like, okay.
It's like very dissatisfying in that the way it was explained, and that it's kind of like was over-explained and under-explained too at the same breath. Like, it just becomes like a, I don't know, unconscionable thing. Like, it's just like, whatever these, like, what's motivating this thing? And like, is Jamie the only one that knows about it? There's nobody else in this town. And I don't know. That's why stuff like that. That's why making it small cast doesn't really work, because like you kind of need like, is it the town in on it? Is it just like a small sect of people? And
you got to assume it's got to be the town's in on it, right?
That would make the most sense. I mean,
yeah,
small towns,
like the rest of those people in that church, just, you know,
that would track, right? Like trouble couple moves out to the fucking suburbs and there's like weird shit going on in their town or neighborhood. That tracks, but
there's some sort of like mass hysteria. We're still owed a season two.
Or fucking like Stafford Wives, you know, something along those lines. I don't know.
Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn.
Like evil or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where I feel like the movie just like.
All the parents are clowns. Just kidding.
Yeah. It's just
in
like.
The cornfield.
I almost feel like they should have. An idea I just had was the way to expand that idea is if there was other like kind of odd looking people like Jamie. Subtly, they could have done the same thing. You know what I mean? Like
that's what I was hoping for too. I was hoping maybe
other
there
teachers,
was something
other
missed,
kids.
But no.
Yeah, there's like nothing.
You don't see anybody else.
Yeah, there's like literally nobody else. So it feels very small. Oh, we do get the couple that lived there before, right?
Briefly.
But they're all like, you know, Tim. Before the finale of the movie goes back to the cave and is somehow they're there. The couple that was missing, and they're just like a gross monster version.
So what I didn't catch the first time around, I had to like do a little review, was one of the heads has a knife in it or like in the neck or something. So one half of it's dead. So I'm guessing before in an attempt to not fuse, one of them killed the other one and they got stuck that way.
That makes sense because Tim does find a knife and he says like, well, I'm going to kill myself before we fuse. Yeah. But when didn't he just witness the fact that they're going to fuse no matter whether he's dead or not? Doesn't that beg the question? See, like, why would he want to kill himself?
I think, that's what I'm wondering, if like that, the other couple, that other person tried to kill him when they're already like attached.
Oh, he tried to kill himself while they were melding or melting together.
Like that. I'm imagining that's what happened. And that's
makes sense.
The state that they stayed in.
Yeah.
And I think, Tim was going to do the right thing, run away and kill himself, but it was too late because, Jamie had already slit Allison Brie's wrist.
So, yeah. And then they like, I guess.
Oh, and you can also see, so when she pushes him away and she like slices Jamie's, head, you momentarily see that Jamie's head is like healing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess they're just trying to make like a super society.
So they end up just.
Brian Yuzna.
Master of Horror, Brian used that. So the final resolution here is that they end up deciding to kind of go through with the ritual. Is that the idea? So that they're able to combine as one person, metaphorically coming together, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's also Dave Franco's character is like realizes in that moment he'd rather be with her forever than see her die because she was dying.
Right. He did choose to save her.
And then
her.
When he asked, when she's like, why did you do that? I tried to let you, should have ran. He's like, would you want that? And she's like, no. And I'm like, see, these people are scary people. Fucking psychotic over here.
Yeah. No, for reals. Yeah.
If my current partner can hear me, please just let me die.
Never go hiking. Let's just make that a roll.
God. Yeah, we just came back from Lake Overhead, so that could have gone terribly wrong. We did see a huge coyote.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh, look how majestic.
Did you do the Fantastic Mr. Fox and just like put your arm left and left?
But that was a wolf, right?
I think it
was
Oh, yeah, it was a wolf. Well, yeah, you're right.
No. So, you know, just keep getting all the references wrong. I like raised my fist in the air and I was like, I go, Biscuito. And I was like, oh, it's also the wrong movie. But,
yeah. No. Yeah, and then we get the, in my opinion, a shot they didn't need, because like they have, to me this would have been the perfect ending of the movie where they just combine together, you have the Spice Girl song playing, cut to black, fine, great movie. No, the movie continues for like another 2 or 3 minutes, and this is where like I'm even less, my enjoyment of the movie became less, because they do mention that the parents were come to visiting, and they come to visit, they knock on the door, and who answers but a Tim and Millie sort of a Mitt.
A Tilly.
Yeah, what would be their name?
A Tilly.
Yeah. I like Mint. Mint is pretty good. So they end up, and we get kind of a silly ending of like some sort of like, I kind of almost want to feel like it's Alison Brie in a bad wig and looking very younger, almost looking teenagerish.
In an effort to make her more boyish. Yeah, she did look a little prepubescent.
Yeah. And it's kind of has Franco's voice laid over Brie's voice, meaning basically they're basically like one person, similar to the way Jamie was.
Kind of like the hit song by Spice Girls, Two Become One.
And it's sort of implied that like they kind of have like this better copacetic relationship where the house is nice, it's done, it's neat, and very brief moments. And I mean, I don't know if they're happy together, but I mean, it's like they're existing, they're living together.
I think it's because separately they were both just useless sacks of shit, but together they're okay.
I guess.
It kind of reminded me of, I know you haven't been watching the show, but it was... Also, it's a sort of like pluribus thing going on. We're like, come on, just be like us. It's, you'll be so much happier. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure what I was supposed to get from this other than it's supposed to be like the very, very like beat you over the head symbolism of like, oh, they're together. Like they're physically together, like a couple. Cause that's sort of the wording we use in relationships. It's like, oh, they're together. They're like one, or the relationships, you know, and this is sort of taken to a more like extreme way. And I don't know. To me, it didn't land. They could have left it. They didn't need, to me, in my opinion, they didn't need that shot. They didn't really need that moment. You could have just left it where it was and left it, I don't know, more ambiguous. What'd you think?
I don't think I really liked most of this movie, to be honest. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I think, just kind of repeating what I keep saying, I didn't really get anything out of it. Like you, I guess. Yeah, I feel like apologetic in saying this, but yeah, none of it seemed that original. I like the relationship problems part of the story, and I don't know.
Right. And the scenario, I would agree. I think the setup was interesting, and there's good acting and decent story. Cinematography is nice, it's good horror moments, but yeah, like to me, the ending didn't land. I think that's where they kind of missed the boat. Just like, why are things happening the way they're happening, you know? Similar to like Companion, right? Companion is a great example of a movie that is sort of commenting on society's relationship with technology, right? And how we've sort of like, we basically pray at the altar of our phones or internet, or that relationship sort of like compounded by like, the AI and then like robotics and like people dating our AI robots. And there's always, you know, Japan's always making weird sex robots, you know? So it's kind of like that sort of intensified, done very cleverly and very smart. And I think this movie just like somehow just missed the mark in its commentary.
I hate to say it, it just wasn't terribly written, but it wasn't well enough written. Like, it was missing a lot.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Alrighty.
It was missing a lot of the substance. Yeah,
a lot of society. No, I'm just kidding.
Butthole faces.
The thing. It was missing the thing.
That part in Time Cop where the future version of the guy fused with his past self.
Yeah, that one particular instance. Yeah. The Time Cop. Yeah, yeah. Everything could be related back to Time
exactly
Cop.
Like Time, yeah, Cop, exactly, actually, like Time Cop. More I think about it.
Yeah. Alrighty.
The mullet. He was probably a fused person.
The mullet, yeah. Alrighty. Do you have any other thoughts before I rate the movie?
No.
Good. Okay, cool. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you're doing. Show us your sexy.
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. I'm going to give Together 4.5 sexy spooky bones.
Whoa, you really didn't like this movie. I thought it would...
I would like to give it a 5, but I don't know if I would even care to watch it again. It wasn't bad. It's just like not for me.
I would say I enjoyed it a little bit more. And I think that's... If you heard this review, then yeah, I probably had more to say about the movie. But I'm going to give it a 7. I liked it. I liked it fine.
Okay.
I liked it enough. Like, you know, I liked it enough. I like what it was trying to say, even though I didn't like the third act. I think it has third act problems. Wasn't clever enough or smart enough. In fact, I actually was quite enjoying it. I would have rated it higher, but yeah, it kind of sputters out at the end, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 7. You give it a 4.6. What rating was that? That's your go-to rating for...
It's like a 5. Yeah.
4.6. It's like, yeah.
Middle of the road. Yeah.
Was that your Frankenstein review? 4.6.
No.
No. Alrighty. All right.
Oh wait. Which half of Frankenstein? No, I'm just kidding.
The part that
which
talks.
Story of Frankenstein. Oh, yeah. Because they have wildly different ratings. I'm just kidding.
Alrighty. Yeah. All right. One movie into the year, John. We've done it. It's in the can.
We did it together.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. All right, guys, girls, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky,
bitches. No, I'm just kidding.
Stay spooky. I can't do it, Dave Frankel. He kind of talks like that.
What the fuck?
All right.
What's happening anymore?